Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
We're here at opening night of Romeo and Bernadette with Judy McLean, who I adored in Mamma Mia.
Thank you so much.
Now you are playing Camille.
Penza.
Yes.
The mob boy.
Yes. And I love how you say Verona.
Verona.
So what made you want to be part of this show?
You know, I did a reading back about a year ago, and I fell in love with Mark's writing. The book is, I think, you know, it's not often, that's the usually thing that suffers with things is the book.
Yes.
And I think he's just so funny and brilliant, and he writes so smartly. And when I heard all the music, you know, my background is classical. Mm-hmm. I went to school for classical singing, so I get to sing soprano again,
yes.
Which I don't sing very often. Everybody knows me as a belter, you know, high belter. So it's really fun to visit that again, the music. Yeah.
I was going to say, it was so nice to, because I saw you, Mamma Mia, a dozen times.
Oh my gosh.
It was so nice to hear your voice here as compared to time because it was such a different
And Donna
sound.
Too. You know, they're all very belty stuff. And that's normally what I do in my career.
Yes.
It's really fun. And in fact, when I first came to New York, my first voice teacher that was teaching me how to belt, because I was a classical singer, said, you don't look like a soprano. You have to learn how to belt. And so I left it behind, never really leaving it behind.
Right.
But always keeping it and, you know, on the back burner, but always, you know, having it there ready. So it's kind of fun to get the high notes again.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah.
Now, if Tanya and Donna were to meet Camille, what do you think the interaction would be like?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? I feel like all three are very much, especially Tanya and Camille, fun-loving.
Yes.
Fun-loving. Like, they love to have a good time. That's Camille's escape, right?
Yes.
And I think all three of them kind of use escapism a little bit to get away from things, you know?
Yes.
So I think they kind of commiserate with that a little bit and fantasizing about things that might be different and, you know, have dreams of a different life sometimes, you know? So I think they probably commiserate about that.
I love that. And my last question is, what is something you want to tell people about yourself that we don't know yet?
Well, I'm sure people know I'm an animal lover. I think that's probably true.
I mean,
at this point. Let's see, that they don't know yet. You know what? I went to a Ukrainian school and Ukrainian danced and sang when I was a little kid.
Oh, my God.
And I'm Irish, but I did all the Ukrainian. I still go back and sing you with the Ukrainian church back home. So I spoke Ukrainian, and I'm not Ukrainian. I'm Irish.
I love
it. But that was part of my background.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's
fun,
amazing.
Right?
Yes. Well, I know you have to go over to a cast picture, so everybody listening is going to come see you in Romeo and Bernadette at Amas.
Come.
Thank you so
it's
much.
It's a fun night.
It's so much fun.
Thank
so
you.
So much fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we are here at the opening night of your show, Romeo and Bernadette. So my first question is, how did you come up with the idea to write this show?
Oh, it was kind of, how do you give Romeo and Juliet a happy ending, was sort of it. And when I looked at it and thought, well, if nobody died, if it was just sort of near death, it would kind of be one of those Shakespeare comedies where everybody gets married at the end. So I thought, well, I'll just write it. Shakespeare's not here to do it. I'll do it for him.
That's amazing. Now, what was the hardest part of this show to write?
Oh, boy. It's a musical, you know?
Yes.
And using these classic Italian melodies, the hardest thing was trying to find exactly the tune that would match that scene.
Mm.
But there was a lot to choose from because there's a lot of Italian music.
Yes.
But once it really hit, and it was so delicious to be surrounded by this music every day and come to work and hear maybe the greatest melodies ever written.
Yes, I love it. Well, it's such a fun show.
Thank you.
What's something that you would like to tell people about yourself that maybe they don't know?
Oh, I don't think they know how much of this, especially Romeo and Bernadette in Brooklyn, how much of it is my late partner, Arnold Glassman, who is from Bensonhurst, and he was around when I wrote this, and a lot of it was for him.
Wow.
I'll give you your Brooklyn show.
Yeah.
He's not here to be with us tonight, but I'm really feeling him every time there's a Brooklyn joke.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That he's here in spirit.
Yeah,
yes.
That's how I'm feeling tonight.
Well, everybody listening is going to come see Romeo and Bernadette
Amas,
and thank you so much for stopping by. Well, we are here at the opening night of Romeo and Bernadette with
Justin Ross Cohen.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
You are the director and choreographer.
Correct.
So what made you want to direct and choreograph this show?
Mark Saltzman. I was living in Los Angeles, and I became friends with Mark Saltzman, the writer, and he asked if I would take a look at this piece. Mm. And I read it, and it was the funniest, tightest, smartest book of a musical that I'd read in a very long time. And then he gave me the music, which, as you heard tonight, yes, is just extraordinary. I was sold. I'm from Brooklyn.
Ah,
so
yes.
I know these people.
Yes.
And I'm always looking for funny material that has real meat on its bones,
mm-hmm,
and is touching.
Yes.
It's a love story written by a man who has won 7 Emmy Awards,
wow,
for his writing on Sesame Street. So I knew I'd be in good company, and
yes,
I was thrilled when we got to work on it.
Definitely. What was your favorite part of the show to direct and to choreograph?
Before we get to that answer, let's take a quick break and get a word in from one of our sponsors. We'll be back in a minute. Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes, where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there. Welcome back to Burying It All with Call Me Adam. So as you were saying.
Well, I love the larger dance numbers,
uh-huh,
but there are a couple of scenes in the show where it gets very still and very authentic.
Yes.
Like you just saw in the second act, there's a quartet between the two loving couples.
Yes.
And it's very still. And the stage basically stops,
mm-hmm,
and quiets. And you watch these four young lovers in love questioning their love for one,
mm-hmm,
another, if it's real, if they can trust it. And I like the stillness. So,
yeah,
ironically, perhaps for a choreographer, it's the really still moments that I'm most proud of.
That's wonderful. And finally, what was the hardest scene to direct and choreograph?
Gee, well, there's a couple of what I call bears,
uh-huh,
in the show. In the first act, there's Moonlight Tonight over Brooklyn, which involves the entire cast.
Yes.
The opening had the whole cast. So sometimes it was like wrangling cats to get everyone to pay attention. And as you heard tonight, it's really a singer's show.
Yes.
The voices are extraordinary.
Incredible.
And to get singers to move like the way I needed them to,
mm-hmm,
can be challenging, not just for me,
mm-hmm,
but for them,
yes,
as well. And I thought they all rose to the occasion beautifully. They're all up there dancing.
Yes.
And that's thrilling to watch.
Yes. And like you said, they have incredible voices. It's such a talented cast.
Thank
you. So congratulations, and congratulations on your opening.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And everybody listening is going to come see Romeo and Bernadette at Amaz.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I certainly hope
definitely
they do.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
So we are here at the opening night of Romeo and Bernadette with Romeo himself,
Nikita Burstein.
Welcome.
Thank you, Adam.
You were incredible in the show.
Thank you so
and
much.
And this is your off-Broadway debut.
That's right.
Which
yeah
is so exciting.
First one, New York stage debut, off-Broadway debut, you
yes
name it. It's kind of, it's, you know, a dream come true, really. It's
yeah
for hopefully the first of many, and it was an incredible experience.
I think it'll be the first of many. You have an incredible voice and
so
a range.
Much. Thank you, thank
and you.
And
you have great comedic timing. So I think this will just be, this is definitely just the start.
Thank you so much.
What made
thank
you, you're welcome. What made you want to audition for Romeo?
For Romeo? Well, it's actually a fascinating story with this project. I went in for another project about 8 or 10 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And Eric Kripke, who's our producer, there. Oh, Steve Orr just walked up to me. He looks fantastic. Yeah, Eric Kripke was sitting behind the table, and I went in, and he goes, "You know what? We have this project coming up called Romeo and Bernadette. They would absolutely love it if you could come in for that. They would love you." And like 8 months later, I come in for this project, go in, and that's how it happened. I'm originally from California, and my friend back from the West Coast, she told me, my friend Mark Saltzman, the writer of
yes.
the show, he's holding auditions for this, and I'm really good friends with him. I really think you need to go. So just the stars just kept aligning with this project
wow.
left and right. It was, the more I think about it, the more it fascinates me that that's how that worked out.
That's incredible. But, now, when have you ever chased after somebody? So in the show, you chase after this girl who you think is Juliet.
Right.
So when have you ever chased after somebody in the same respect?
In the same respect? Well, I mean, my incredible girlfriend, she's actually here tonight. We met about 3 or 4 years. Oh, sorry, 4 or 5 years ago. We were doing Catch Me If You Can together. And after that, we really connected. And after that, I would, you know, try to impress her in any sort of way possible. But it was her, because she works for the Radio City Rockettes, and she was going off to do the Rockettes season.
Oh.
And, you know, I would have to find gaps. I waited patiently. I remember I told one of my friends, she's going to be back soon. And I will, the moment she comes back, I will try. I will do whatever I can.
And you did.
5 years later, here
yes,
we are,
yes.
together in New York.
Yes, and she has Romeo.
How lucky
can one girl get? And my last question is, what would you like to tell people about yourself that maybe we don't know yet?
I like walks on the beach. there's like fun facts about me, but... you know, the first time that I came here, actually, to New York was about a year and a half ago. I was in callbacks for the new West Side Story movie, and I was going in for Tony. You know, after that, it was just kind of like, it was just a dream to just kind of like just be here in this community,
yes.
be a part of this community, a part of these people, because it just amazed me. I mean, I've been doing theater since second grade,
wow.
I would say. And nonstop, I just would progress. You know, I continue to work where I can. But, you know, this is a road that's just beginning. There's so many people that I still don't know, and I would love to know and connect with them. There's so much talent here,
yes.
and it's just such a rich community that, you know, if you guys are out there,
they're listening.
So, but, you know, I'm just proud to be at this cast, and I hope that this community comes to see us. You know, we run until February 16th. It's going to be a great run, and I think it's really pleasing to the audience.
That's wonderful.
Really,
I think you are going to get to meet everybody, and I know everybody listening to this podcast is going to come see Romeo and Bernadette.
Thank you so much. Thank
yes,
you, Adam.
You're welcome. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Well, we are here at the opening night of Romeo and Bernadette.
Yes, we are.
With, you'll have to pronounce your last name for me, Anna.
Kostakis. Or Kostakis, either way.
So, this is your off-Broadway debut, which I love.
Yes.
What has been the most exciting part so far?
Oh, it's been such a thrill. The whole process, I know that's very broad, but... Actually, my most exciting part is working with the cast that I'm working with.
Like, yes.
I've been told a few times, and I'm so happy that it reads from the audience, how close, tight-knit that we are, because
mm-hmm.
we are.
Yes,
offstage,
you can tell.
And you can tell. It just bleeds through to the audience that like we truly care for each other, and we care for... you know, what we're doing and the show and the message that it brings to
yes.
people. So that's probably the thing that I'm going to cherish the most at the end.
I love it. Now, you have an incredible voice.
Thank you.
But your character, she is a little bit bratty, especially with her
bit
mother.
Yeah.
What's the most brattiest thing you've done to your mother?
Oh, my gosh. There was this short stint in college, I think, where my mom and I just... butt heads. I don't know. There's always like
yes.
this time of age where it's gonna happen with your mom and you can't help it, and like you love them but you just want to kill them
yes.
for some reason. And I went to school like a little close to home, so she was there.
Mm.
I was gone, but she was still there. So I think of that time and It's a blur. I don't like to remember it. So that is my instance.
I love it. I love it. Well, I know you have to go to get a cast picture. So everybody listening is going to come see you in Romeo and Bernadette at Amas. And Thank you so much for stopping
by. You so
You're
much.
Welcome. No problem.
Thank you.
Pleasure to meet you. We are here at the opening night of Romeo and Bernadette with Ari. How do you pronounce your last name?
Raskin. Yes.
So this is your off-Broadway debut.
Yes, it is.
So what has it been like so far?
It's been so, so fun. It's been great, like, getting to be in New York and rehearse. And it's been such a short time, but, like, the cast is so small and intimate. And, like, we truly feel like a real-life family. Like, it's just been the best time.
Well, you have so much talent. I love your comedic
Thank you.
Timing.
Thank you.
I love your voice.
Thank you.
And that accent. Oh, my God. It's
incredible. I do it all the time. It's, like, one of my staples as an actor. I'm like, if I'm not doing a Brooklyn accent or roller skating, am I even in a show? So
what do you relate most to about Donna?
Donna always speaks her mind, and she knows what she wants, and I really love that about her. And I would love to win a pageant one day, so maybe we can manifest that into my real life.
We can.
Yeah, we
can.
Could. We should.
And what's something that you want people to know about yourself?
About myself. I'm a New York native, so this comes natural to me. You know, my family's from Long Island. I'm from upstate, and I live here. So I just love New York. I'm a New York girl in a New York show.
I love it. Well, everybody listening is going to come see Romeo and Bernadette at Amas. And thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you
You're
so much.
You're welcome. We are here at the opening night of Romeo and Bernadette.
We certainly are.
Michael Morata.
Yes, sir.
So tell me, what made you want to audition for the show?
I didn't audition for the show. Oh. I was called in a year ago to do the reading of it, which happened right here in the same space.
Uh-huh.
And then a year later, I heard that it was happening. So I called the producer and I called the writer and I said, hey, you guys, congratulations. Really happy for you. I'd love to be seen for it. And they said, seen for it? We were just going to offer it to you. And I said, well, that never happens in this business. So I say yes.
That's
here
incredible.
I am. Yeah.
So what has been the most fun part about the show so far for you?
Well, first of all, I'm Italian.
Yes.
And there are only two of us in the cast. The other Italian plays my son, Michael Natardinato, and he's fantastic. And I have been the sort of internal dialogue coach because I grew up in Queens, which is just about as close to Brooklyn as one can get.
Yes.
And I all of a sudden feel like I'm Papa Theater because I'm the older guy and I still feel like a kid at heart. So that's really fun because they come to me and say, what should I do about this? How should I wear that? How should I say this? And I feel like, wow, they trust me enough for that. That's what a life in the theater has given us.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. And what has been the most challenging part?
The high notes. Because I'm a crooner. I'm a song and dance man. And here I'm singing like Enrico Caruso. And that's everyone thinks that that's what I do all the time. I'm doing it now, but it's very new to me. And after the opening number, I go into the public restroom and I hit high C's just to make sure I got it. And there it is.
Well, you do a terrific job with
Thank
it.
Thank you.
And then my last question is, what would you like to tell people that you haven't told people before about yourself?
About the show?
About yourself.
About myself?
Yes.
You should watch What Would Michael Do on YouTube. I have a weekly channel that tells them all the things they want to know. What to cook, what to clean, how to dress, how to talk, how to speak, how to write a thank you note, how to sew on a button, the things that I pass on that I just assume everyone should know.
Yes,
what
I love
Michael
that.
What would Michael do on YouTube every week? That's what they should know.
I love it.
Thank
everybody
you.
Will tune in, and everybody listening is going to come see Romeo and Bernadette
I
at Amas.
I think they should, and if not now, let's do it in the next run, because this is going to have a life.
Yes, definitely.
Thank
definitely.
You so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's had him. Adam lives for the business of show. Call me Adam.com.
Thanks for listening. For more Call Me Adam interviews, visit callmeadam.com and follow me on social media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CallMeAdamNYC.
Do you remember watching your favorite celebrity being interviewed, but you could tell there was more to that interview than what was being shown? My name is Adam Rothenberg, and in the past 16 years, I have interviewed over 2,200 artists and celebrities, and I am here to tell you that yes, there is definitely more to the interviews you have watched, read, or listened to. In my debut book, Behind the curtain, the mistakes, lessons learned, and triumphs of interviewing celebrities, I take you behind the scenes of what really happens during an interview, sharing the joys, the pitfalls, and the OMG moments. You can get your copy on Amazon or through my entertainment platform, callmeadam.com. You can get your very own autographed copy.